We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys, us. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. It is a draft day, draft night in Philadelphia, well, actually in Detroit, but the Eagles we know hold the 22nd pick. Phillies, ugly loss last night. We'll get to leading off before the afternoon game today. And, of course, it is a huge Game 3, pivotal Game 3, Sixers-Celtics tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Listen, don't say or do something today that could potentially get you fired. That's the advice for
them. Well, that's a good advice for all of us with microphones in front of us for a lot of the day. Yeah, and well,
I was thinking about Jerry Jones yesterday.
Well,
I was
like, that's true.
I don't give a shit.
Don't say nothing to get you fired.
Good idea. And we're going to have a lot of on-air time today. Hugh and I doing this show now, obviously, and then lead up to the Phillies game this afternoon. Back on tonight for draft coverage from Lincoln Financial Field. And that's top of mind this morning. The Philadelphia Eagles, this draft, the 22nd pick, but all of the rumors out there say the Eagles are not going to stay at 22, that Howie Roseman is looking to trade up. He's talking moving up. He's calling all the teams in front of him. And the question is, what is he going up for? And what should he be going up for? A couple interesting things this morning here on WIP. First, Howard Eskin talking about the potential for a trade up and what they could be after.
Is there a rumor? No, I think those are the positions. The position of offensive line and corner are the positions that the Eagles really want. Now, if they get to 22 and nothing can happen, they're going to take the best player available. And that's,
you say
that's
if they get to 22, how likely is it that they trade up?
Oh, I think there's a 70% chance they trade, at least 70%.
Wow. At least 70. Whoa.
Yes.
Book it.
Yes.
Well, that's a big number. Big number. Howard feeling a trade up tonight. So we heard Howard there. He said O-line corner. A lot of these mocks have either O-line, corner. Elliott also on the morning show talking about what they could be trading up for tonight.
So I think the biggest smokescreen going around right now is that the Eagles want to trade up for a cornerback. Now, will they take a cornerback at 22? Could they move up to 20 to take one? Sure, maybe. But I think going into tonight, if the Eagles trade up, it'll be for an offensive lineman and not for a cornerback. I think the special players in this draft are on the offensive line. They're not at cornerback. And the one thing I've consistently heard and consistently believed since the season ended is that in this draft, they want an offensive lineman. So we'll see how the draft falls. It's one of the more unpredictable drafts that I've covered. But the one thing I feel confident in is that they're prioritizing offensive line over cornerback tonight.
And I think that's the right way to go. Here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. If the Eagles trade up tonight, I would rather trade up for an offensive lineman rather than a cornerback for a couple reasons. One, the Eagles are just better at drafting offensive linemen. I just trust them drafting an offensive lineman. And if they're trading up, you're giving an extra asset to move up to wherever they go, 12, 15, I don't know, whatever pick they move to. I just trust their evaluation of offensive linemen way more than I do Howie's evaluation of seeing young corners. So I think they have a better shot to hit the pick if it's an offensive lineman. And the way I see this is, if they're going to trade up, all right, go get a stud offensive lineman. I could just sit at 22, and I think there'll be a corner there that could play, whether it be Kool-Aid McKinstry, Cooper DeJean, Nate Wiggins. I'll just sit at 22 and take the corner if I'm going to take a corner. If they're trading up, I would rather trade up for the offensive lineman. It's a big hole on the roster. There's questions of depth behind what they have, and they just lost. Like, I'll make it as simple as this. The best player they lost this offseason was on the offensive line. So I'm okay if they prioritize moving up to secure another good offensive lineman. Hugh, what do you think? It sounds like they're trying to move up. What would you rather move up for, corner or O-line?
You know what? Between the choices you gave me, you know the only offensive player I want is the one that catches the football or Brock Bowers. Those are the only two I want. So with this choices that you gave me, Joe, I definitely want a corner. I want the sexy pick. Offensive lineman does not move the meter for me. I understand everything that you're saying, but with all the weapons that we have and everything, I feel like this offensive line is good enough to protect Jalen Hurts. I understand what you're talking about, you know, Jason Kelce being gone and all of this stuff. But if I'm going to move all the way up, I need somebody that's going to get this fan base excited. I need that sexy pick. If you move all the way up there to like 12 to 15, I need a corner.
So you're telling me it's not going to be exciting if they draft Fuaga or Fontanu at number 12?
Not at all.
Well, you know what? And listen,
you know what some of the best offensive linemen are? The ones you hear nothing about.
You're right about that. Well, that Siri's in on this. You're right about that. It doesn't have to be a sexy pick to be an offensive lineman. But I don't care about that. Like, it's not going to make me any more excited if they take someone cool tonight. I want them to win football games in September. When they go to Brazil and play the Packers, I need to make sure they can block for Jalen Hurts. I got you and Kyle every day telling me how much offense matters. Offense, offense, offense. Well, you know what? Saquon Barkley's not going to work well or to the extent we want him to if they can't block up front. I think offensive line right now is as thin as I've seen the Eagles' offensive line in a very long time.
I hear you, but I think it's functional. You know what I mean?
But functional's not going to win a Super Bowl.
I think functional can win a Super Bowl. I think it really can, and I think what we're looking for now is either some help at the corner spot, if we go with a young guy, between the two choices that you gave me, or another pass-catching entity, whether that be tight end, well, I should say tight end, Brock Bowers or receiver, because that's the guy that I want. I want Brock Bowers.
So here's where I'm at on this. I and you've heard me say a lot, defense, defense, defense. But if I'm trading up, I'm getting an offensive lineman. I could just sit at 22 and take a corner. The way we've gone all through a million mock drafts. We had our mock off yesterday. All these mock drafts, McKinstry's there at 22, Nate Wiggins is there at 22, my guy Cooper DeJean is there at 22. I think the Eagles could just sit at 22 and get a starting-level NFL defensive back and be fine. If I'm trading up, which means probably surrendering one of the second-round picks, well, then I want a high-level offensive lineman. And everyone keeps saying this might be one of the best offensive line classes in a very, very long time. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get on the record here. It is draft day for the Philadelphia Eagles. They hold the 22nd pick. Now, very few people actually think they're going to use the 22nd pick. I mean, Howie's moved around in almost every draft. He does move around in every draft. He's moved around in almost every first round. And I'd be basically shocked if they just sit there and draft a 22. I think they're going to move up tonight. And if they don't, I could see them moving back just to gain a little bit more value. I think a trade is very likely. And if I'm moving up, and it seems like the two positions they're targeting here is corner or offensive line, I'd rather move up for the offensive lineman. If I'm surrendering a pick, give me a position that is probably a bigger need right now on the offensive line, secures more depth on the offensive line. And I know this sounds simplistic, but I just trust them to draft an offensive lineman more. Hugh, they haven't drafted corners well under Howie. I mean, they really have not. I mean, it's a little scary to me to take it to trade up for a corner when I don't know if Howie could evaluate corners.
Man, listen, if you're moving up, the corners that you had to pick for from, if you're moving from anywhere from 12 to 13, I think that's a no-brainer. And I think if you're trying to get one of the good corners, if you're trying to get the young man from Toledo, then that's what you should do, Quinyon Mitchell. Then that's where you probably need to be to get that guy. So I don't have a problem with you can't mess that up. That's one of the ones you call unmess-upable.
Howie proof?
Yeah. There you go. We can
get a blue or hubaloo, whatever you want to call it.
Thanks, Kyle. Yeah, those
one of those.
It's on that. Whatever that was. It's on that.
215-592-9494. If the Eagles are trading up tonight, should they trade up for a corner or an offensive lineman? What would you rather? Kyle, what do you got? I'll just put it this way. If they stay at 22, they'll be picking about 12 hours from now. If they move up, they probably have made a pick already 12 hours from now.
And thank God that we're only 12 hours away, because I'm getting sick of everyone being Mr. Smarty Pants. The draft is for the future, building blocks.
It is.
Offensive linemen, shut up. There are 7 rounds in the draft.
With that voice, that's what they're doing.
Eagles have like 9 picks in this draft, right? 7 rounds. There are so many other rounds where you can build the depth on the offensive line, okay? Your best opportunity in the draft to get both a guy that's going to help you a couple years down the line and a guy that can make an immediate impact is in the first round. So I think use one of your day two, day three picks to get an offensive lineman that's going to compete for the interior, the guard. It might be a tackle of the future. Okay. The Eagles are better at evaluating offensive linemen in the draft. To your point, Joe, they're not good at evaluating corners. So why not trade up and give them the best opportunity to get the best corner on the board? If they're so much better at evaluating O-line than corner, then wait and get one later. I don't understand this fascination with it's everybody's outsmarting themselves. The Eagles built through the trenches, get a guard. Okay, you can do that in any of the other rounds. Go up and get the best corner, position of need, guy that's going to be on the field and make an immediate impact.
Well, I don't think it's outsmarting. My position is this. The two recent Super Bowl teams we've seen the Eagles have, they've been awesome offensive lines. I mean, I think of just keeping it simple. They've been awesome offensive lines in 17 and in 22. Think about the corners they've got the Super Bowls with. I mean, Slay's a good player. They traded for him. They got Bradbury, who was cut in May of that year. James Bradbury was cut in May of the year they went to the Super Bowl. They got him in here. And think about the 17 team. They traded for Ronald Darby in August, and the other corner was Mills, a sixth-round pick. Like, the Eagles haven't had first-round pick corners running around the field when they get to Super Bowls.
Well, they let up 500 yards in that Super Bowl with that ridiculously awful second.
Yeah, this is my favorite thing. As we forget, they dominated defensively to get to the Super Bowl.
Go through the offensive line that you're talking about that was in the Super Bowl, and where did the Eagles take all of those guys in the draft?
I understand, but they were great players.
Right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And the Eagles found great players in later rounds.
I got you. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, it sounds like everyone is in on the idea of a trade-up. All the analysts, all the rumors are the Eagles are likely to trade up. Howard has it as a 70% chance they trade up tonight. Well, if they're going up, what do you want, corner or offensive lineman? Those seem to be the positions everyone is talking about. Chris in Middleton. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy draft day, man.
Happy draft day,
Chris. It's a big day.
Huge day, huge day. Hey, Joe, I don't want Peter Skoronski. I'm out.
Well, that's fine. He's not in this draft. He was in last year's draft.
Yeah, but you won him last year, though.
I did. Yeah. Well, maybe if they got Skoronski last year, I wouldn't need the offensive lineman this year. They'd have the guard set up. I'm just saying.
Stop the nonsense. You straighten him out.
Yeah, that's a hell of a way to think, though. I like where your mind's going with that.
I'm always thinking ahead here, guys. Yeah, that's it. You guys are behind the curve. I'm ahead of the curve. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. So, listen, if we got to get a corner, I told you yesterday to not draft a corner. I still feel that way, but if we got to get a corner, Wiggins is the guy that I want. He's got length, he's got speed, he's got great ball skills, you know, to stop those 50-50 balls and even readjust to back shoulder. So if I got to go corner, that's the directions I want to go. I really think if they're moving up, they're moving up for two players. They're going to move up because they want an edge rusher. I think Howie, that was the kind of plan of when they traded Kyle's boy away. They knew they had to replace him. And the guy that's sliding because of his medicals, I don't care. I want Liato Lutu. Bring him in, put him on the edge, put him in the rotation. Just let that boy hunt. Let him eat. Let him do what he does best. But who I really, really, really passionately want is I want to go broke for Bowers. I want another receiver who also can block. That's what I want. This guy is not a tight end. You know, people that say, oh, I want a tight end, you don't know what you're talking about. This guy is a dominant offensive receiving weapon. That's what I want. I want to score. I don't want to score 35, Joe, and lose by 38 because I'm going to score 45 and win to 38. We are going to boat race everybody we come up against and just march up and down the field, control the clock, throw mad points up, and that wins Super Bowls, Joe. That's how the St. Louis Rams won it with the greatest show on turf. That's what wins, going up and down to score. And you have to score more points than your opponent, Joe, or you can't win. And you know what, guys? I was holding on to it, and now I'm there! You ready?
Let it go.
Eagles! Talent stock!
Now we're talking. Now it's draft night. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. I love Chris's passion. But let's not forget, the greatest show on turf, when they won their Super Bowls, 23-16 was the score. And they won because their defense made a stand on the goal line to win the game.
Their defense was opportunistic.
Their defense made a stand to win the game on the goal line.
Their defense was opportunistic at times. You're talking about
Kevin Dyson, 1 yard away.
You're talking about against the
Titans.
The Titans, yeah.
Yeah, it was 23-16.
But they only made one play during that whole game. And that was kind of like the way we won our Super Bowl.
But But wait,
our defense was not that great.
They
in that
held
game.
The opponent to 16 no, points. They made more
it
than
was 20
one.
Years
did hear,
ago.
Did you hear anything
Who
that
cares?
Mark Ross told you yesterday?
Yeah, I heard Mark
you don't
Ross.
Need, you don't need your defense to dominate. You just need them to make one play at the right time,
Mm-mm-mm.
which is what my man BG did to win the Super Bowl.
Yep. You know
not
what?
Not diminishing, and that's not me trying to diminish the one of the greatest, absolute greatest moments in sports history. I'm just being factual when I talk about it.
And if their defense doesn't dominate the Falcons game, they don't even get to the title game or get to the Super Bowl.
Opportunistic
guys,
defense.
Guys.
Opportunistic.
I think I just was victim to this too. We have to stop looking at what happened in literally one game
as know.
What wins Super Bowls.
I know this.
I know. The Eagles in 2017, okay? Like, I just did it. They let up 500 yards in that game. We have to stop looking at what happened in literally one football game.
Well, that's fine.
And say that wins you Super Bowl.
I agree. You know what wins football games all the time? Great offensive line play. It goes over the years.
Great quarterback play.
But we're not with the quarterback. The quarterback.
You
He's
know
not
what?
Going anywhere.
I don't recall at any point in that Super Bowl that I watched last year any pundit saying, "Wow, did you see that block by the offensive lineman? That was great."
Well, but
that sprung Patrick Mahomes for the touchdown run.
But
ain't nobody said that.
We don't have Mahomes.
We're
playing
though.
A different sport
but,
than that
no,
guy.
No, but what I'm saying is this. The best offensive linemen, the ones that nobody talks about. I think our offensive line is good enough. We need some more pass catchers, man.
Oh, stop. Stop it. 215-592-9494. My goodness gracious. You know what I remember from last year? Jalen Hurts against the Blitz looking like a deer in headlights. How about we put a front? Front in front of him?
If Brock Bowers was there, he would have had that outlet. He could have dumped it off.
Yeah, right.
And Brock Bowers would have got leg cramps running into the end zone.
We had the tight end that's here on the show tell us they had plenty of answers against the Blitz, and the quarterback didn't get to them.
They're
right?
in the headlights because they didn't have no outlet pass.
Sure. That's the only reason he didn't complete pass. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot of rumors. Eagles are going to trade up tonight. Corner, O-line are the two spots that everyone's talking about. If they're moving up, I'd rather get the offensive lineman. I could stay at 22 and get a good corner. If I'm moving up, go get a star offensive lineman to continue the pipeline here of great offensive line play. Moses is in North Philly. What's up, Moses?
Yeah, how you doing, Joe? I have a question. Why do you guys want an offensive lineman when we have, like Kyle said, about nine picks that we can pick an offensive lineman? We need defense. Defense is what's going to save us. Our offense is already stacked. We have Saquon this year who can block. And also, you were mentioning that, he's not going to be productive on this offensive line. He was productive in the Giants offensive line that had nobody.
So he was productive. Literally. Well, he was productive. But we signed him with the idea now he's running behind a great offensive line. Moses, I agree with you generally. They need defense more than offense. I agree with that. But if I'm trading up tonight, like I think I could just stay at 22 and get a corner. I don't need to move up. If I'm moving up, get a star offensive lineman. I mean, there is a question mark, Moses, on the offensive line. The guard, I have no idea if Tyler Steen could play at a high level. And now we're moving Juergens to center. Like that's a question mark.
That's a question mark, but they have shown before that our offensive line is pretty good. I understand you guys said last year that Jalen was a deer in headlights. He has a blocking running back this year as well. Saquon is great at pass blocking.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that'll help. Need, that'll help. Sure, I agree.
That'll help. We need. I feel like we need defense. Our corners are cooked.
Darius well, Brad Bradbury is he? I mean, he's burnt. He's not just. Cooked.
I don't even know how he's still on the team. I don't know how
Moses. I don't know either. It's crazy. So who's your guy? Who do you want tonight?
I really love Cooper DeJean, but if we move up, I would pick that kid from Toledo, like you said. That's a sure pick. That's going to be a day one starter.
Bonafide.
That's going to be on the field playing.
Bonafide.
He'll take Bradbury's spot. Bradbury's
yeah, he will.
Yeah, he definitely going.
He will. You know what, Moses? You and I actually see it similar.
Isaiah Rogers as well. They just got reinstated. So with a good corner in this draft, we would be great on defense. I like the. A lot of people don't like the Bryce Hall signing because of letting go Hassan Reddick, but Bryce Hall is a stud as well. Our defense is. If we get a corner this year, our defense can be top 10 in the league.
Well, that's good enough to go win a Super Bowl. Moses, good call. You and I see it the same. I mean, Cooper DeJean's my favorite guy. I love Cooper DeJean, and I would sit at 22 and take him. But if they're moving up, I think offensive line is the key. Now the whole idea there of the corner Mitchell. I'll tell you what, Quinyon Mitchell, Hugh. Quinyon Mitchell has a good name. I always think the name matters sometimes. Quinyon Mitchell's name sounds like a good NFL corner.
Yeah, because it's Quinn.
Is that what it
Quinyon.
Is? We'll take that. We'll take
but
that.
There's Quinn in it.
It's yeah, Quinn in all right. We'll take that.
Yeah, I mean, what if his name was Jillion?
Jillio's not a good corner name. I mean, it's not. I mean, we could be real about this. Hugh Douglas, that if I was doing a show in 1995.
Hugh Douglas sounds like a defensive end.
Right, I would have said it's a good name.
I totally
that's
agree.
A good name.
Anything with Quinn in it, though, is...
It's pretty dope.
It's good, yeah, thank
I
you.
I mean, how many other Quinns run around the NFL? Well,
you're about to find
Dan
out.
Dan Quinn?
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of...
That was not a good, that was not a good one.
It's kind of lame Thanks if a lot, we're being you. Real about that.
I apologize.
My dad's
saying, I think the name matters. Quinion Mitchell sounds like a good NFL corner. Does Terrion Arnold sound like an NFL corner?
It doesn't.
Terrion sounds like he can cover.
The last name Arnold is kind of like, nah.
A little lame.
Yeah, I agree.
Arnold's kind of a lame
Arnold is weak.
Yeah. Okay, now, Kool-Aid McKinstry's got a good name.
That's what we're going with. That's fine.
Well, we're at the point of draft coverage now where we start breaking down the names.
The names, yeah. Why did your mama name you that? Who was in the room when they decided to name you?
215-592-9494. All right, it's draft day. Get on the record here. It's a shorter show for us today, so hop in now. 215-592-9494. If the Eagles trade up tonight, you want a corner or an offensive lineman? I if they're moving up, I'll take the offensive lineman. I can feel with conviction they'll get that pick right. They've had trouble drafting corners over the years. He would rather the corner in a trade up. And who's your guy? Give us your name. 215-592-9494. We'll also do a little mock draft roundup. My big board, Sixer stuff, all to come right here in the midday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A huge Game 3 tonight, the Wells Fargo Center. We'll get to some Sixer stuff in a little bit. Phillies today try to go for the split in Cincinnati. Last night was an ugly loss for the Phillies. Sloppy baseball and some Thompson decisions where we'll have a leading off before the game. By the way, Bryce Harper is back, reinstated from the paternity list.
Hey.
So I didn't see any sort of announcement yet from him or social media or whatever with his family, but congratulations.
He must have knew the team needed him.
Well, yeah, and I think they only get 3 days on the paternity list. So if he wasn't ready today, I think they would have to play a man down. So it's good. Bryce is back from the paternity list. Phillies need a win today. We'll get to leading off in a little bit. All right, let's go to some of the experts out there. And I think these two are particularly interesting. Peter Schrager, Daniel Jeremiah, both very plugged in, both very good. And both have ties to Howie Roseman. Schrager and Roseman have known each other a long time.
Ain't that his frat brother's son?
I think, yeah, they're both maybe frat guys. I remember early in Schrager's career, Howie was on his podcast before he even became like on Fox or anything.
I think it's probably his frat brother.
Do either of those guys scream frat to you?
Peter Schrager and Howie Roseman? Not really. But, you know, people in their youth are different than they are when they get older.
Well, it's different. 100%, man. I'm pretty sure their fraternity brothers are a lot different than the ones that I know. But, yeah,
I can see that a little bit different. So we have Schrager's mock, his final mock, and Daniel Jeremiah, of course, who used to be a, you know, scout here with the Eagles. All right, let's go to Schrager first. His final prediction for the Philadelphia Eagles. He has the Eagles trading up to number 16, a swap with the Seattle Seahawks, giving up one of their 2 second-round picks, and drafting Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama. All right, so Schrager's got them moving up for a corner. Now, Daniel Jeremiah, who we know a couple days ago was saying corner, 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 Well, he's changed his mind here. In this mock draft, how about this move up? I think Kyle might have just come on the air screaming tomorrow. Daniel Jeremiah's final mock draft. He has the Eagles trading up from 22 to 12 to draft Talese Fuaga, offensive tackle from Oregon State. So one of the insiders says trade up for the corner, Hugh. And then Daniel Jeremiah has now changed his mind and is now going with 22 to 12
the Beavers.
For Fuaga.
Oregon State, that's the,
yeah,
Beavers,
the Beavers,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a sexy pick, no question about it. To me, it's not. I would rather have somebody that's going to be a pass catcher, a difference maker in that sense. But it would be on brand for what the Eagles usually do.
Totally.
As far as trench work and getting guys that are in the trenches. But that's not going to move the meter for anybody.
Well, you know what? The meter doesn't matter to me. Wins and losses matter to me. This whole thing, I really hope tonight, I know you said this before, Hugh, I hope the Eagles are not making draft picks to get the fan base excited. I hope not.
I mean, there's something to that. But to your point, I mean, I feel like they have enough offensive linemen. And plus, it's funny to me, we talk about how great Coach Stoutland is, which he is, not taking that away from Coach Stoutland and how he can coach folks up and all this other stuff. So if Coach Stoutland's that's such a great coach, get him somebody he can work with that's not going to actually necessarily play right now. I would go out and get the corner. If between the two choices that you gave me, if you're not going to go out and get me Brock Bowers with that pick, then I'll take one of the corners.
So I think it's fair to bring up the Stoutland thing. I mean, he's helped make a lot of players better than maybe where they were when they arrived here. I mean, Jordan Mailata is probably the best example. But I look at their depth chart on the offensive line. It's as thin as I can remember it in a very long time. So right now, and unless they draft someone in the first round tonight, it's probably going to stay this way. Mailata, Dickerson, Juergens, Tyler Steen, Lane Johnson from left to right. They're backups, and let's just be real, they're going to have to play. I mean, there's no way all five starting linemen are going to stay healthy the entire year. These are the names. Fred Johnson, Matt Hennessy, Lakitis Smith. I don't even know where he came from. I don't know where they signed him this offseason.
I like Hennessy, though.
What?
Hennessy's probably going to get a chance to start.
Sure. He might compete with Steen at right guard right away. I see that.
To start.
And then LaRaven Clark. And then Brett Toth as a third stringer. It's as thin as I've ever seen their offensive line, or at least in the last 5 or 6 years, without question. Since the 2017 Super Bowl, this is as thin of an offensive line group as I've seen. All right, Jeremiah was on the corner situation. Now he's flipped to offensive tackle, offensive lineman. Why? Here's Daniel Jeremiah. I believe this was with John Clark on why he made that switch.
Do you still think that Howie is getting after a cornerback in this draft?
So, no. I've changed my mind. So I get the right to do that. I know that they're talking like crazy about moving up. So you're trying to put the puzzle pieces together. And when I looked at the teams that they were calling and who they were trying to get ahead of, those teams, I'm like, these are tackle teams. These are not corner teams. And then to me, and it's just a theory here, John, not nothing in gospel, but it feels to me like they could go back to the old formula, go with an offensive lineman, go with one that could play right guard as a rookie, and then eventually, you know, when Lane decides to hang it up, that you've got somebody that could take over at right tackle.
That's interesting, Hugh, the way he framed it. So he was talking to the teams the Eagles were calling. And he's like, well, they're calling this team and that team. What kind of teams are those? And in his mind, they're calling teams that are likely to – they're trying to jump over teams that are going to draft an offensive lineman. So he's putting it together that they're trying to get up ahead for their offensive lineman.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And if that's the case, like I said, that is something that falls into lockstep with what the Eagles are doing. But that's not nothing that moves the meter for me. Now, I understand these are football moves being made, but I think you got to also get the fan base excited about it. To me, exciting pick – At that space would be one of those corners that's gonna be there if you're picking at that high in the draft.
215-592-9494. And that's one thing I hope they don't do tonight. I hope they do not try to make everyone excited. We did this a month ago. Didn't they sign a running back? Like the moves to get people excited. That's a short term quick fix. I need to win football games in September and October. That's what gets people excited.
So now we don't like the Barkley.
No. But we did this already. We already did one move that was like, everyone's going to get excited about that.
Maybe people get excited because they're winning moves.
No, I think people get excited for skill players. I mean, that's what you're saying.
Which is what wins you football game in the NFL.
I do not think so.
Difference maker.
No. But yeah, difference makers sometimes, but they have enough of those. We've done this
get
already.
Get a depth guard, difference maker.
Depth guard? The guys could – wait on a second. If they draft – if they move from 22 to 12 for an offensive lineman, he's starting.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah,
awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
That's not
exciting. He's starting and he'll probably be a great player. That'd be my guess.
That doesn't get me excited. Still doesn't get me excited.
You know, you realize, though, like the big plays that Jalen's going to make and the big catches by AJ and the big runs by Barkley, they happen because they block it up.
Oh, my goodness. Get a guy in the second or third.
Well, they don't have a third round pick. They got 2 seconds.
Trade it back. Two guys in the third.
215-592-9494. If the Eagles trade up tonight, corner, O-line, what would you rather trade for? And, of course, your guy. Who's the name? Who's the player you want tonight? Let's go to Tyrone in Middletown. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, what's up, Tyrone. Man? What's up?
Oh, man, draft day, always a great day, man. Looking at the big board, I think the people that are like Joe, you say, I agree with you on the point that I think we should try to get an old lineman only to the extent that I remember last year when I think it was, what's his name, the prospective replacement for Jason Peters went down. When he went down, we had to put in Opetta as the backup, and he struggled mightily. And it was almost like for Jalen, he was that's when he was starting to get fidgety. And I think that we have a lack of depth on the quality depth on the old line. And I figure this guy, I think it's J.C. Mims, that's coming out of Alabama. You have a plethora of offensive tackles that are big, but there are several that are worthy of a first round pick. And I think that when you look at the draft board, there's so much depth at different positions, including defensive back, that if Quinyon Mitchell did fall, of course you pick a player like that because he has speed, size, grit, and he can play from his mock-up to he can play man, he can play zone.
Mm-hmm.
He's young, he's tough, he's big, and he's fast. He's 4.33. But you find that we've struggled with our offensive line consistently throughout the year. And in previous years, we've always had a problem with quality depth. Whenever you have multiple injuries on the line, it affects the entire offense. And if we can't protect Jalen, I don't care how many receivers we have, which even in the draft, there are a lot of receivers in the draft. This draft, if you look at the top 100 players, there are players that are going to go deep into the second round that we can, with those two picks. That's why I hope Howie falls from tradition and doesn't trade up, because we have holes to fill with depth, not just starters. Our backups, if we want to get to the Super Bowl, I would rather we have a young base, which are flooded by these draft picks that we give away, that we consistently end up not having later in the year, because this year is going to be a grind.
Well, with 17 games, I mean, the depth matters more than ever. I mean, injuries happen. It's just like we look at the starters, and Tyrone, it's a good call. We look at the starters, and we're like, oh, that's good, but you need all those players. It's a long, long season. Tyrone brought up an interesting point there. When he brought up, last year when he's making the point when Jalen started to struggle, when they had the injury to Juergens, what was that, like October-ish?
Yeah, and there was questions of whether or not it was because of the protection.
Yes, but he brought up the point that I think is a good one, and he mentioned Sua Opetta started. You know why Sua Opetta started? Because they thought Sua Opetta was better than Tyler Steen. Are we sure Tyler Steen can play? I am not.
I think.
Like, why they didn't put him on the field last year except for a very brief period, even though they had an injury at the position that we're now saying he's going to start at.
I think two things come into play when I think about the reasons why this offensive line struggled last year. Part of the reason why is because I think Jalen was holding the ball in some instances a little bit too long. And when you have an offensive line that you're trying to get up to speed, I mean, it's only so long that they can block. I feel like with the addition of a new offensive coordinator, which we have, Coach Goober, that we're going to be able to get the ball out of our hands a lot quicker. And it's going to take care of some of those offensive deficiencies that you like to point out.
Yeah, I mean, like, I understand that. And the coordinator probably will help. I'm just saying that they have a guy penciling a right guard right now that last year, when they had an injury, they didn't want to put on the field. If you ask me right now, Tyler Steen might be right now their biggest question mark of any starter they have on the depth chart. Like, he might be.
I think a good offensive coordinator does a great job of hiding the deficiencies that they have on the offensive line. A lot of times, quarterbacks help that out too. You know, if you have a guy that probably is not that great pass protector, you do one of two things. you design offenses that get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quick, or you give him a lot of help on the offensive line.
So I agree. I don't want a deficiency on the offensive line. I want zero deficiencies. That's how I think that you win a lot of games.
I'm just glad that this is only a 2-hour show today, because if I have to hear the word depth associated with our first round pick tonight one more time, I'm going to lose it. What are we talking about here?
If they draft an offensive lineman, it's not depth. He's starting.
You don't know that.
Well, you think they're all right, hold on. Think they're going to trade from 22 to 12 for a backup?
He better be a starter.
Well,
starter.
I think the Eagles are way – like, if the Eagles are we're talking about what would be the smart move for the future building block guy. It's a guy that can eventually slide in at tackle. I think they'll prioritize a guy who is better at playing tackle than playing guard.
I agree.
We could get a guy who's a guard, might be a tackle in a couple years, but he stinks at guard.
Well, okay,
get a guy like you have Tyler Steen and Matt Hennessy? Get another guy in the second round that can compete with them. There's your depth. There's your depth.
I'm not looking for depth. I'm looking for
everyone
an
else.
Answer.
You're talking about offensive linemen. It's depth.
Well, depth matters. How'd they get to
in the first round?
How'd they win the Super Bowl in 2017? They had depth all over the place. It was the
and where'd they get that? Where'd they get all that depth? The first round? They trade up in the first round to get depth?
Throughout the
get
draft.
Lost.
You know what? Get lost. Howie picking corners is get lost.
You know what?
Shut up. Guy's been here 20 years and picked a corner that can play, and you want me to trade up and trade two
picks? They haven't
picked
a corner in the first round.
Well, they have not. Maybe it's because he knows he can't evaluate him.
Better do better than that. If we going to give Howie all these accolades and praise,
here we go again.
What do you mean? We go against the truth.
His job is to build the best team.
And if he has some blind spots, then he needs to work on that. Go get me a corner. If you move way up there, Howie, to get to 15, to 12, to 15, you better get a good damn corner. You better not get an offensive lineman. That doesn't move the meter.
It does. It makes you a better football team.
It doesn't.
This whole meter thing, playmakers, fantasy football
guys.
That's
what we're talking about, a playmaker.
No, I'm trying to win football games. All right, 215-592-9494. Tell you how board. Coming up at 11, my big board, my 10 players that I would love to see in an Eagles uniform between tonight and tomorrow. And, of course, we'll let you hear from a couple of the prospects the Eagles did meet with and what they said about their visit here to Philadelphia. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
For the love of Tony Mandarich, please do not draft an offensive lineman in the first round.
Oh, that's a great name. Tony Mandarich.
Oh, my God.
Against
Joe,
Tony Mandarich. Joe, he was garbage.
This is, you kill me, Joe. So, on one hand, a little while ago, this happened within about a 30-second time frame.
Mm-hmm.
You said that the greatest show on turf won their Super Bowl because of a defensive effort.
No, I was responding to a caller who said it's all about offense. I'm like, wait a second. That game wasn't even high scoring.
And then you said every Super Bowl champion had a great offensive line. So I don't know where
you're going. No, I said every time the Eagles get there, they have a good offensive line. It's the common denominator of the Eagles. When they're good, they got a good offensive line.
We might have to review the tape.
We could
anyway,
do that. Yeah.
Also, you said our offensive line has holes. Well, yeah, when you lose a Hall of Fame center, there is going to be a hole. But I do not want to draft an offensive lineman for depth. Like Kyle said, I think I'm going to blow a head gasket. If I had to do this for a living, what you're doing, I wouldn't make it. I'm telling you right now. Because it makes no sense. What do you need? We have the hole in the defense is so big you can't even see it. It's the whole field. So give me something on defense. Now, I know yesterday I said I would trade up for a receiver because that was the topic. That was mainly for show purposes. I would still rather get somebody – on defense, if I have, especially a cornerback.
So, Jeff, I would too. And obviously today, the idea is they're going to trade up, right? So we're discussing if they trade up. But, Jeff, I'm perfectly happy if they stick at 22, taking a corner. And like, I get it. Mitchell and Arnold are probably not going to be there at 22.
If they stay there, sure.
Yeah, but I think, like, I'm thinking if they stay at 22, if they don't trade up, I think there's a more likelihood that they could get a good defensive back there, McKinstry or Wiggins or DeJean, if you think he could play corner. But offensive line, like the top eight offensive linemen might all be gone by 22.
Okay, but we have the best offensive line coach in the last 10 years, maybe in the last 20 or 30, and you're still worried about the offensive line and the depth on it? That's the part that gets me.
I am a little bit. And Jeff, and we appreciate it. I'll explain. I think we've gone too far with these coaches. Like under some of the what I hear from some people about the magician at defensive coordinator, okay? And then I got Jeff and I got Kyle over here telling me about Stoutland. Then why even sign any players? Just give them all bad players.
No, but you gotta have like I think you're missing the point. You gotta have I think at everybody at this level, can play in the NFL. The biggest difference is the level of coaching that they get. Now, some cats, you know, it's easier to coach than others. I give you that. But coaching matters at this level. And I think a great example of that is you talk about Jason Kelce and the fact that he got coached up, and now he's a Hall of Famer. That's why it's one of those things where you have to, in order to be a good GM, in my opinion, you have to be able to find those diamonds in the rough. And I was always told that a lot of times when you draft offensive linemen, you tend to get them in free agency more so than you draft them in high. Now, there's some guys that are just, you know, they're just different. You just draft them high. But a lot of times, good coaches then develop offensive linemen, and they get paid from another team.
I hear you. I think it's – we're going too far saying, well, we have Vic Fangio, so we don't need to add more defense players. We have Jeff Stout, and we don't need to add really talented offensive linemen. They're not magicians.
I don't think it's going too far, though, Joe. You know why? Because
– but then why even give them anything? Like, what's the line between, they'll figure it out?
I think I look at it like this. I look at it like, okay, say, for instance, if Vic Fangio was here at the beginning of the season. Now, this defense is still devoid of talent, but I think that there would have been some of the deficiencies that we saw that were lingering on a week-to-week basis. I feel like that wouldn't have been the case.
Probably.
If he'd have been here.
Yeah.
Now, there'd have still been some things I think that would have stood out because we were just not as talented in certain spots as we are in others. But I don't think they would look as incompetent as they have looked in the past.
Well, I would agree with that. All right, do we have a little bit of a kind of another subject, conversation going on with this O-line thing?
So it's, just on the subject of drafting an interior offensive lineman, a guy who might play guard and then slide out.
Mm.
I just saw this on Twitter. It was Jason Kelce and Jimmy Kemsky, just quick exchange. So
okay.
Kemsky made the point that if they drafted a guy to play short-term right guard, that would eventually succeed Lane Johnson. If he's good, then the conversation is, well, he's really good at right guard. Keep him at right guard.
Kind of like Dickerson.
And then if he's bad, then it's like, why would I want to put this guy at tackle? This guy stinks. Jason Kelce he agreed. He's like, yeah, this is pretty much usually the case.
Dickerson, right?
Yeah.
Isn't this the Dickerson thing?
Yeah.
Did they draft him to be the heir apparent at center? He was so good at left guard. We just left him at left guard.
It just makes it like even more crazy to me that somebody would, like, especially for an offensive guard. If it's a guy who's going to come in and play tackle right away, that's completely different.
Well, we don't have a tackle hole.
We don't have that need. So there's no need for them to do this. And I don't think it's as crazy as you do that a team might want to play and operate to their strengths of knowing what they have good coaches in what areas and what they don't. Like,
if you have Stoutland,
you can afford a little bit more slack there.
Right, but I think, are we going too far with it? Like, you don't need to give him any talent. He'll figure it out.
I'm saying give him a second-round pick. That's plenty
of
talent.
So, I mean, sometimes we wonder, like, what are the Eagles telling us, right, by the moves they make, the moves they don't make? Tonight's going to tell us a lot, Hugh, about your young Thundercats at corner and Tyler Steen. Because I'll just say it this way. If they don't take a corner in the first round,
they're going to go with the young guys.
Well, they're telling us that Ringo, Isaiah Rodgers, like they think they have something maybe more than the eye tells us, right? Like
definitely.
Under the surface, they think somebody's – and I'll say the opposite for the offensive line. If they move up 10 spots for an offensive line, you know what they're telling us? Tyler Steen can't play.
Yeah, basically. That's what it is. I mean, I think that's a fair assessment. I think it's funny to me because we talk about this all the time, how we can assess whether or not we have anything at the corner spot when we haven't seen these young corners play for an extended period of time. I think that Keely Ringo, from the short sample size that I've seen, he deserves an opportunity to at least see what he can do. I also feel that way about Eli Ricks. I feel like they at least have an opportunity, or they should be put in a situation where you could at least see what they do. And you know, that's where I'm kind of at with that. As far as the defensive line is concerned, everybody across the board for the most part is young. Now, we don't know what we're going to get from the linebacker spot. I wouldn't mind putting another linebacker in that rotation, maybe in the third or fourth round, maybe.
Maybe two, maybe tomorrow
night.
If they keep both those seconds, that could be tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll see. But, I mean, it's not like I'm devoid of putting some talent on that side of the ball. But I also feel like if we get coached up on that side of the ball, we'll be much better than we were last year.
215-592-9494. Hop in now. Who do you want? Who's your guy for tonight? And if the Eagles trade up, which all the rumors out there say they're trying to trade up here, they don't want to sit at 22. Howie wants to move, wants to go up the draft board. Would you rather trade up for a corner or an offensive lineman? Those are the two spots that everyone seems to think that they are on the move to try to move up for. They currently hold the 22nd pick. Or we'll get to some Sixers here before game three in the 11 o'clock hour. And on the other side, you're going to hear from two corner prospects the Eagles have talked to about their meetings with the Philadelphia Eagles, and I will unveil my big board. I've got 10 players, and they're all varying. Some probably have to be trade-ups. Some you sit at 22 and take. Some probably are trade-downs. You don't take at 22. But 10 guys I want on the Eagles. I think all these players would be fun if they ended up Philadelphia Eagles. My big board hits you with that next. 215-592-9494. It is How You Hop Aboard, the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Bet on three-pointers. Maybe we're going over tonight for Tyrese Maxey. Over-under point totals. We're going to take the under for Tobias. I mean, that's the way to bet this. First basket score, Kyle Lowry, and more. Just go to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel Sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.